Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my. Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer misting fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
If you're a wheat or corn producer, not a pretty picture right now when it comes to the price outlook for your commodity. Corn prices down as we head toward harvest. Wheat prices, as we've harvested much of our U.S. crop now, also in the tank. Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson says we're well below the cost of production, and it's likely we'll stay that way for a while.
Our wheat prices are low. We need about another $2 to get up above the cost of production for many producers. But right now, you look on the horizon, there's just not much out there to cause prices to increase, say, over the 15 or 20 cent price movements that we've had over the last couple of weeks.
And Dr. Anderson says the problem is that you're going to have to wish ill on somebody else to see wheat prices rise around here. We've got to have a failure of a crop somewhere else in the world to have any sort of a shot at an increase in prices anytime soon.
Well, you've got to lose some wheat somewhere, and we thought we were getting that. France having trouble with their crop. It continues to rain there. Yields are going down. Quality is going down, and that's good for us because they're a big export competitor. But then just east of there, you go to Russia, you go to Ukraine. Russia's harvesting the largest crop since they harvested since the Soviet Union broke down. Ukraine's yields are extremely high and good quality product, and they're undercutting the market in that Black Sea area and North Africa and the Asian countries.
Dr. Kim Anderson talking to Lyndall Stout of SunUp. His comments to be seen this weekend on the OSU Ag Communications program. It's seen regularly on OETA. Yesterday, we were in Leedy and on the Jimmy Emmons farm looking at the no-till practices that he's put into place. It was a part of the No-Till in the Plains Whirlwind Crop Tour, looking at the no-till practices. Steve Swaffer with No-Till on the Plains says the thing that a lot of folks are wanting to know more about these days, how to best use cover crops.
Cover crops and the community in the soil health is that new cutting edge thing we're trying to educate people about, make the soil healthier and crops more profitable.
On the concept of soil health, what are you really wanting to see accomplished within our farm community?
Well, I think I'd like everybody to see to try and restore their soils back to the way they were first used in farming their grandfathers and their great-grandfathers. That level of organic matter, that level of nitrogen that is being naturally produced through the production of plants. And you do that by continuing to feed that soil microorganism community.
Steve Swaffer with No-Till on the Plains. 4-H Roundup underway on campus at OSU in Stillwater. Oklahoma 4-H Hall of Famers for 2016 named yesterday. Stephen Behringer and Lexi LeBlance. Congratulations. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock is proud to present their Video Royale 2016. They'll be selling 143,000 head of cattle Monday, August 1st. They'll be selling from their studios out of Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Those animals primarily from the central, southern, and southeastern states. Then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August, they'll be live from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.